Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. With that said, let's get on the show.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We have all been there. You want to write that novel, or you want to compose that piece of music, or, like, if you're like me, you want to design that software. You want to lay down the first principles and build that software and architect that software. And there's something that's stopping you from doing that. That's basically procrastination, right? So you're stopping, you don't feel like it. Your mind start giving you all those sorts of excuses to not do that stuff because of this. And in this video, I want to go through some of the tips that help me, at least, overcome procrastination. Because let's be honest, because I lose this fight most of the time, right? So these tips might help. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But the richer this collection of tips, the higher chances I get against this resistance, as Stephen Pressfield calls it, right? The procrastination. So like, oh, I don't want to do it. So I picked up some of these tips. Some of them are from my childhood. Some of them are from thought leaders that I read their books and watched their podcasts and videos. So I hope you enjoy this video, guys. And let's just jump into it. So the first tip, and by all means, it's the most fragile one to be broken against procrastination, is the reward-based system. So the simple idea is, in order to do this work, right, you want to do a certain amount of work, right? You want to write this blog, or you want to compose that piece of music, and you don't feel like it or stopping it. So what I do is I envision a reward that I can only get that reward if I did this piece of work, this execution, this task today, right? And it doesn't have to be, oh, I have to write a novel today, or I have to write the whole book today, or I have to design the entire backend today. No, I just maybe piece of it, or at least page of it, or two pages of it. And as a result, you get to enjoy this reward. And this reward could be anything you want. And here's the fragility of this. If you're spoiled and you have full access to the reward all the time, then you don't really need to do this work, right? So the idea here is to have a little bit of a discipline and force yourself to say, okay, I'm not going to watch that episode of Enemy or this season of Enemy or this season of Netflix, right, until I do this. Or I'm not going to go out and go for a nice fancy dinner unless I go do this, right? So you try to envision this reward, and as a result, when you actually accomplish that task, you go and take that reward. And it feels goddamn good when you do that. And I've been there so many times. But sometimes I fail, obviously, this. Because it's like, okay, why do I need to do this? Because, I'm an adult and I can do whatever I want. So that's the discipline comes, which is tip number two. You really have to have discipline when it comes to this. And Joe Rogan is the most infamous one. And then Goggins and all those guys, just like, okay, just shut up and do it. Right? So you should have discipline. And to be honest, guys, this is also difficult. Have discipline is, why are you doing this? If you said you want to do this work, like you have committed at one point to write that book, or you have committed at one point to compose that music, right? Or you have committed at one point to write your poetry, that spoken poetry. You had thought about that, and you essentially committed to it. So why are you not doing that work? So remind yourself of the goal why you started that. And I do this all the time. And I started doing this very recently in the past 3 years, where I have manifested a goal, and that goal is unachievable, basically. It's a ever-evolving infinity game, kind of a Simon Sinek kind of a infinite game that you cannot really achieve it. And that goal is basically, I want to become a better software engineer. I want to become the best in the world. And in order to do that, there is... how do you do that? You have to wake up every day and you have to slowly chip at the knowledge and build your first principle. So I remind myself of the goals. Like, why did I just start? Oh, I started to become a better software engineer. So if I don't do an execution today, I woke up in the morning and I don't do anything that gets me closer to that goal, I don't feel that satisfaction. I don't have that discipline. And as a result, I feel down. And that's really bad. So once I remember that goal, oh, I have to do something. So like yesterday, I built a website because some of you guys said, hey, you have a lot of videos on your backend YouTube channel, like backend technology, but I don't know where to start. So I built a little bit of a website. You guys are throwing all kind of shade on how this website looks like, no styling and all that stuff, but I don't care. Thank you so much, by the way. So, and... yeah, it's very simple, really just an HTML page, right? And I hosted it on Netlify, pointed my CNAME and a CNAME on my domain to Netlify, and that's done, right? But I felt good after doing that because that will move me closer to become a better software because I will be helping you, right? And that kind of amplified that result. So discipline. Remember why you started it and just do it, right? Not always easy if you don't have concrete goals, right? It's like that pushes you to start there. The third tip and the final one is, this is where Seth Godin, Stephen Pressfield, and others goes by and kind of swears by. And the idea is of professionalism. You are a professional. You decided to do this work, and it's not necessarily your passion or something that you enjoy doing. No, this is something that you decided to do because you want to help others, because you want to achieve. And as a result, you said that now you are a professional, and professionals just go to work, right? And they don't think about, oh, what if that work sucks? Or what if, oh, I need actually, before I do, I write this blog, I have to read 100 articles, I have to watch 3,000 videos, I have to watch this podcast and this podcast, because I can't do any of that before I start the work. So, and that goes back to Stephen Pressfield's resistance idea, the dragon, right? And the idea here is, you will come up with all sorts of excuses and go back to the discipline, right? Where it's just excuses. You're going to come up with really good excuses, by the way. Really good excuses. And that will stop you from doing that. So their solution, Seth Godin with his latest book, The Practice, which I really like. I'm listening to it on my Audible. It's just, you should ship creative work. That's your job. You sit down and you ship it. Right? What is this creative work? It could be a Kafka message queue on the backend, right? Or a PubSub system, right? And it could be a log structured merge tree data store that is horizontally scalable. Who knows? It could be anything that you want to ship because you have a goal, an idea that this will change the world. So your goal is to go and do something every day that just gets you closer to that term. So be professional, ship the work, destroy the resistance, essentially. That is very close to the discipline tip, if you think about it. But I'd like to kind of separate those because there's a slight difference between them. There's something that is internal and something that is external, which is a professionalism. And discipline is something internal where you essentially push yourself. Professionalism is something being observed externally, right? So you have to think about this. All right, guys, I don't want to make this video any longer than that. Hope you enjoyed this video. I'm going to see you on the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.